From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat's chief minister makes the case for prompt delivery of British aid as the Soufre Hills volcano dumps more ash on the island. An American couple walk free of a murder charge in St. Vincent, and at long last, Atta Bolden brings home the gold. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Chief Minister Bertrand Osborne says his government has made a very strong case for a quick British response to the problems of Montserrat. And having received pledges of immediate help for the unemployed and public workers, the Chief Minister says he hopes longer-term projects are receiving full consideration from the British government. Housing, a new airport, and land for farmers and individuals without housing were included in the list of requests made in London. Mr. Osborne maintains that the Northern Safe Zone should be developed and is pressed on that case in London. I put it to him that people being directed to Northern Montserrat at the moment had problems with the lack of infrastructural development there.
Having to move the central zone, the number of people from that zone, must have created a bit of a problem in the north to find adequate and sufficient accommodation. This is a matter which we have to attend to very quickly. We'll be doing as much as we can to solve that problem.
But where do they move to? Some are reportedly sleeping in their cars.
We have to find out from the scientists how long they think this will continue, how long they think that people must stay out.